State troopers say Anderson was on a skiff with Jack Savo of Dillingham and two others, crossing Aleknagik late after a hunting trip. There were life jackets on the boat, but Anderson was not wearing one when he went overboard. Sergeant Luis Nieves of the Dillingham office.
One of the passengers actually witnessed him falling off of the boat. That passenger immediately shouted to the operator, who was Mr. Savo. He maneuvered the boat to recover Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson was unresponsive.
Nieves says the party pulled Anderson to shore and attempted to resuscitate him with no success. The party then traveled quickly back to the boat launch at Aleknagik.
They were met by local EMS that then transported Mr. Anderson to Kanakanak, where they continued life-saving measures until he was pronounced deceased at approximately 0250 hours.
The state's medical examiner's office did request an autopsy. Nieves said alcohol may have been involved, but he was not sure of any other contributing factors to the tragic accident, such as weather or speed or the vessel having struck an object.
It appears that other than no one wearing life jackets, which is not required by law, just strongly recommended, there's really nothing that could have prevented this.
35-year-old Brian Anderson's next of kin were notified of his passing Monday morning. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.